My name is Brian De Silva. I'm the cider maker at Pommy Cider. We're located in Caledon, Ontario, and we use all Ontario apples. We're right there in Bolton.
What are you sampling today here at the festival?
Today we're sampling our flagship Pommy's Original Cider, and then we also have our farmhouse cider, which is a little bit drier and made with a Saison yeast.
Tell us a little bit about these and how it's been distributed and in the last while and where that's gone.
Like, in terms of the two different products, we came out with Farmhouse a few years ago because we wanted to offer a drier cider. Pommy's is semi-sweet. It's too sweet for some people, so we wanted the Farmhouse there. And with the Saison yeast, it appeals more to beer drinkers. In terms of distribution, we go through the LCBO warehouse. So it's pretty easy on our part. We get a truck to take a bunch of pallets to the warehouse, and then they distribute it from there. That means that we've got kind of a farther reach than we would normally be able to, just doing direct delivery by vans. But we do deliver our own licensee product. We're limited to... We've got two vans going around southern Ontario, so we go from basically Niagara to, I think we go to Kingston sometimes, but yeah.
How do you go about deciding what to do and where that goes?
Yeah, so when I come up with a new recipe, sometimes it's just me in my kitchen smelling, tasting different ingredients. I'll have a glass of Pommy's right next to me. You know, I'll smell both things at the same time to see what the combination will be like. After I have a few ideas, I'll kind of do some rudimentary trials, just like infusions, and take them to the whole team. And we'll have a meeting and kind of discuss what we like and what we don't like. And really, to me, it's about... You got to ride that line between novelty, having something brand new that nobody's tried before, and actually making it really good, which I think we thread that needle quite often.
What's been the biggest challenge in the last year for you as an organization?
Well, for myself, I'm not too involved in the business side of things, but I know that we've had quite a few speed bumps with the Ontario government in terms of taxation and also AGCO rulings where, you know, we're serving cans here today because we're not allowed to bring kegs because we don't have 5 acres of apple trees. The owners of Pommy's, Nick and Lindsay, are very involved with the Ontario Craft Cidery Association, trying to get some of these things repealed, trying to make everybody more money by adjusting the taxation that happens on craft cideries in Ontario.
And on that note, tell me something that will make me smile about Pommy's.
Am I allowed to mention another media person? Okay. So recently we were approached by Crystal Luxmore and her sister Tara Luxmore, the Beer Sisters. And they came in for a tour, and we decided to do a collaboration where we are making a crab apple, pear, and apple cider, fermenting them all separately and then blending them back in. And recently I went to Nick and Lindsay's farm to pick all of their crab apples. So I'm up there on the tree and their dogs come out barking at me, and all I could do is stay on the ladder like, oh, I don't know who these dogs are. It was a good time. I like being out there in the orchard, and after picking all the apples, you can just smell this amazing harvest smell, and that really reminds you, oh, this is why I got into it.
Yeah, I was going to go with the puppy dog that was just released on Instagram that someone got within the family there. So.
Oh, yeah, Coco. She's a sweetheart.
Dogs on the internet, you're never going to get people to follow you or like you what you do. So, and I guess finally, just to sort of wrap things up, do you have anything else that's new and exciting that you want to talk about?
Yeah, well, in addition to the Beer Sisters Pommy's crossover, we've also got a cranberry cider coming out for the for the holiday season. That's made with Ontario cranberries and Ontario apples, a little bit of cinnamon and nutmeg in there as well. And then, yeah, we're looking at something for next year as well for a wide LCBO release. That's a little early in the development process, but I think it might be something berry related.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time here, and good luck tonight in the evening session.
Thank you so much.